Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Second Guest Show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with head coach Kellen Moore. With a W now, he has a win, his first win of the season yesterday, and his guest tonight will be defensive coordinator Brandon Staley. So, Bob, finally the W up for the Saints, and man, you feel good for Spencer Rattler and also for Kellen Moore to get that. Also, I want to tell everybody, at 7:30 tonight, right here on the Big 870 WWL, Monday Night Football, and I think a real interesting game, Kansas City Chiefs playing the Jacksonville Jaguars.
At Jacksonville.
Man, Kansas City played so good last week. And boy, we saw back-to-back weeks. Boy, did the Chargers lay one yesterday. Man, Jay Daniel. And I had a feeling that was sort of a sucker deal. The Commanders were 2.5-point favorite.
Well, and the Chargers were winning 10-0 yeah. until that second quarter, and then they had that fumble.
That was it.
You have a turnover.
And Jaden got hot.
Yep.
So, again, first victory for Spencer Rattler, Kellen Moore, and, you sort of now have some relief that that isn't always the narrative when you talk. It's a crazy part. How crazy could you win a game? I don't know if anybody saw the highlights of the Tennessee Titans win yesterday over Arizona. You talk about a crazy win. That was a crazy win for the Titans.
Well, how can any player, you're a professional, how about act like you've been there before? Don't drop the ball before you cross the goal line. That happened like two games in a row. Here you got the Colts. Now you got the Cardinals. I mean, I don't know. You need to put something in their contract. If you do that, we're fining you $1 million. You can't say, a few thousand. So if you do that, I'm fining you $1 million to make you focus that you definitely crossing the goal line. Then you could drop the ball. I mean, you touch it too many people's money. That can make the difference whether you're in the playoffs or not.
Bob, I think they had a 24-7 lead when he dropped it.
Well, it was like would have sealed, and it's would have sealed the deal basically. But I don't know. You need to act like Barry Sanders, like you've been there before.
Dalton
Hilliard.
Yeah.
I got there, and then, but no, they. But Jerry, even the great Jerry Rice did this in the Superdome a long time ago. But he dropped it like on the 4-yard line.
And they gave it to him. Though.
Yeah, and they gave
there was
him
no, the, no look at it back
well,
then.
Well, there was no like, yeah, they're not going to review it or not the review to score. But yeah, so I don't know. It's just you're so excited, but man, you got to make sure you cross the goal line, possessing that football, not playing around with it. And you can play around with it after you score, or bring it all the way to the bench, then play around with it. But boy, it didn't look too good yesterday. But the Saints, how it started out. The Giants led, went 14-3 early in the second quarter. I'm like, oh, no, here we go again. But then the Giants didn't score the rest of the way. And when you look at it, this is you very seldom see this. You might see a bunch of forced turnovers. But you're going to win a lot of games when you're forcing five turnovers, and especially you're not turning it over. So you plus five. But look at the Saints. On five straight possessions, they forced a turnover. Now think about that. We lose in 14-3, and then five straight possessions, the Giants turned the ball over. And then whenever you get a scoop and score, not a short scoop and score, that was 86-yard scoop and score, because they're knocking down outdoor, getting ready to score, in the red zone. And you come away like that, I tell you what, but I thought what was key, you know, all of a sudden we cut the lead, you know, to lead down to 14-13 after Spencer rattled another big chunk play, 87-yard touchdown pass to Rashid Shaheed, and all of a sudden it's 14-13. But, okay, what are you going to do next? And then it was a point where the Giants had, I think, they're right on midfield. It was 3rd and 2, and that's when they dialed up that trick play, you know, the flea flicker. And we came up with the interception. That shows you Terrell Burgess. I think that was the most important play in that 26-14 win, because you look when that occurred and how that should have been a touchdown. That's when you, like Jackson Dart, you got to throw that ball out there. You could not – you could not let them, you know, recover.
Like, didn't it look like he tried to feather that in? I know you always talk about on a deep pass, throw it up and let your receiver go under it and get it.
Yeah, well, look, he underthrew the ball, allowed Burgess to recover and make a critical pass breakup. Like even Howden, the other safety, said, no, that was the play of the game. That saved the touchdown, and that's directly what occurred. And, you know, you got to have those kind of plays. And even Coach Moore talked about it. That this was interesting how when you break it down, Coach Moore says he noted that Burgess recovered in time. You know, you get fooled because you think you want to stop Scatterboom. Then, oh, no, it's not a run. And then he's pitching it back. He recovered in time to make the play without drawing a penalty. Because usually when you realize, oh, I messed up.
You want to grab.
Well, you start freaking out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have illegal contact. And he would have hit Slayton before the ball arrived. But, Mike, the timing, I mean, Coach Moore, this is his quote. He said, awesome. Awesome play by Burgess. The ability to recognize it, the ability not to panic in that situation. Because so many times, like I was saying, guys just go and run into the guy. Oh, I might give up the penalty, you know, but I'm not going to give up the touchdown. But, no, he makes a play on the ball and just not, you know, freak out and just go and run into him. So I thought that was critical. But you look at the Saints outscored the Giants 13-0. You know, part of that string, you look at it, was 23 unanswered points. Well, you know, we're down 14-3, but 23 unanswered points. Now, we better pack a lunch against the Patriots. The Patriots looked pretty damn good last night. And we're going to have them this Sunday. And you'd say on paper, I mean, you know, you're getting better, you're getting worse. Their first game, they were 0-1. They lost to the Raiders. The Raiders are sorry. But you have to look, and Drake May's getting better. So when you play a team, does matter. So I think, what, we're a 3.5-point underdog right now?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's about right. So, you know, we were favored to beat the Giants. Even from a national perspective, they were picking the Saints. Now, maybe not at that point spread, but you have -5 in the turnover margin for the Giants. That's why that occurred.
Bob, one of the things that Jen Hale and I were texting one another last night, and she was telling me she did Carolina and the Dolphins. And
Carolina came back.
She was like, Mike, as you know, y'all would say, little Bryce, he was awful in the first half. So she, you know, you interview the coaches when they come out, and she said, Dave Canales was, we just running the damn ball. Bob, they ended up running the ball 32 times, 239 yards against the Dolphins. But Rico Dowdle, who a lot of people remember, he was with the Cowboys last year. He was a 1,000-yard rusher. He rushed for 206 yards against the Dolphins.
Man, the Dolphins are bad. I'll tell you what. I don't know where the Saints are at, but I know, and we play them. I know we're better than the Dolphins, Jets, and Titans. If we play a game, let's say we're both going to play a good game.
I agree with that.
So that's why, Mike, we're not having the first overall pick. You know, everybody says, oh, why are we going to pick in the draft? I mean, wouldn't you agree, right?
Put it to you this way. A team,
I don't think we're in the bottom four. You know, some fans, oh, Bobby, just because we beat the Giants, they're sorry. And I said, well, look, the Giants just beat the Chargers. And, oh, well, look at the Chargers. They lost back-to-back, but they're so decimated with injuries.
Look right at now, the Jets.
The Jets.
Man, Dak, it was like target practice yesterday.
Dak Prescott.
Legit.
No, he should be up in the top three for MVP right now.
I agree with you.
Watch the guy come into town. You thought Josh Allen was playing. Drake May got a hot hand. He's playing like an MVP right now.
And they got
look at some of those throws he made against the Bills last night.
Bob, tight winded throws. And Diggs, you knew he wanted to give it back
to the Bills.
The Bills, but they got kind of a three-headed monster at running back. That's really good. You know, they got 20. Now, it changes every week, but they, off of a 53-man roster, the Patriots have 26 new players. But this is what Mike Vrabel wanted. Man, you're going to play the way I want you to play. If you don't play like that, hey, go somewhere else.
Well, you could say vice versa, whatever. He reminds me of the AFC Dan Campbell.
Very similar.
Don't like Vrabel. Don't say like, okay, if we got in a barroom fight, I want out of all the coaches in the NFL, I want Dan Campbell and I want Vrabel on my side. You know, I don't want Sean Payton. No, Sean Payton's too little. I want big Vrabel and Dan Campbell. And then you walk in, and, you know, it's just a fist fight, nothing more.
Well, it won't last long if you've got Campbell and Vrabel on your side.
No, I'm saying those are head coaches. Like, Aaron Glenn's tough, but he's little, too. He's a little DB. But think of speaking of Aaron Glenn, you know how bad it is with the Jets right now? He's a defensive coach. They have yet to have a takeaway.
Wow, that's unbelievable after five games.
And he's the defensive coach. And the defense, you know who he's making? Sauce Garner?
Worse.
He's making Sauce ain't Sauce no more. What's Sauce Garner's real name? Because he ain't Sauce. Kool-Aid's back to Kool-Aid. He's not sugar water. Kool-Aid played like Kool-Aid yesterday with two picks. Kool-Aid came. All our young defensive backs stepped up big time yesterday.
You didn't hear Quincy Riley's name, how well he played. When you don't hear a DB's name.
And the names we heard, they were making plays.
Jonas Mike. Sanker.
Sanker. Howden.
Jordan Howden.
All of them.
You got to give him credit.
And then
Burgess.
And then you have Alante Taylor who played well. He's like the old man now, and he's young.
Yeah.
So we young in the secondary. That has to help their confidence going forward.
We'll be
they
back.
They got to be challenged against Drake May. I'm telling you, come
Sunday. Yeah, that Stephon Diggs guy is pretty good. And, man, Hunter Henry at tight end. Man, they couldn't cover the tight ends yesterday for the Giants, and they weren't too good. So
if we beat the Patriots at home, I'm telling you, I think it'd be tough to beat the Bears on the road, in Chicago. If we beat the Mike, if we upset the Patriots, I think we're going to beat the Bears.
All right,
I don't know.
We'll be back with more second guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our phone lines. We haven't talked to him in a while, but he's still kicking, man. Tony from Australia. Tony in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby and Mike, how are you?
Get all right, Tony. How you doing, bud?
Hey, Tony. So what time? Well, so what time is it in Australia right now? So we get out.
Coming up to 8:30 Tuesday morning.
Okay, so say it again. Tuesday morning. What time?
8:30
8:30 Tuesday morning in Australia. You see, we worldwide. We so bad. We worldwide. We're not just nationwide. That shows you who that nation is. International. We ain't worried about no damn cowgirls. You know how they say, oh but we're America's team. Well, we're the world's team. The world embraces us.
That's exactly right, Bobby. I remember in 2015, my first trip over, the Saints played the Giants in the Dome, and we won 52-49. Kill
great game.
Robinson
Breeze and Manning went at it that day.
Yeah, and Kai Thorbach kicked the winning field goal thanks to a 15-yard penalty for a face mask.
Well, you know, when you think about that, Tony, when you're coming and you're taking a vacation, you come and see the Saints. Now, ultimately, you want to be entertained. But you wish the defense would have played a little better. But when you know, we like to see points. Mike, if you have a shootout, you know, as long as you win the shootout, you know, when you get mad, are we going to play any damn defense? Because when you score, we see games like, you know, any team. You go, look, you scored 30-some points. We lost that game. What in the world are we doing defensively?
Well, but for fantasy football owners,
oh, yeah,
man, they don't care if you win or lose. Man, what about my player? How many points did he get?
But that's why, but Tony, to come to that game, I remember.
So, Tony, when you coming here?
Yep.
When you coming to the city?
I won't make it this year. I'll be out next season.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You can sit out this year because the expectations ain't too good right now. So, I know you want your kick and eat it too. So you come for 2026. Look, the Saints turn the corner. So.
I saw the best and the worst because the following week we got beat by the Titans with rookie quarterback Mariota. But it was also the first time that, thanks to Mr. Dave Hilbert, I got to go to the Silver Slipper and with you guys.
Yeah, they
you sure did. I remember you coming with us.
Yeah, yeah. Right now with Dave Hilbert, they're all getting excited. Cruise on the coast, that's a big thing, you know. I wish we had a little cruise on the coast, a little cooler weather. You know, it's still damn hot. Don't y'all think it's hot still?
Man, I've been saying that.
It's like
I thought it was maybe my blood pressure, but
weekend,
I don't know.
It still could be like in the mid-80s. I go, man, I want a cold front coming through, Tony. Hey, Tony.
Hey, so what's the temperature in Australia,
because
Tony?
It's always opposite. Like, so we getting ready to be fall. Is it spring for y'all, or how is that?
It's about probably 70, 80 degrees.
Okay. See, I think they're always opposite because, like, winter, summer, so we fall, so they go into spring. You know, because you look at the globe, our globe's kind of tilted a little bit. And you look at the different hemispheres, you know, and it's rotating. And now we're in class. But no, Tony is truly, well, Australia is so far. But a big part of the Hoodat Nation, it's like a different planet. It is like, no, look, it's Tuesday morning at 8:30. I don't know, for us, it's still Monday, right?
It ain't 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Much less a.m.
Yeah.
What else you got for us, Tony?
Hey, but Tony, you think we're going to beat the Patriots? I don't know. We're an underdog. Hopefully we can upset them.
That's a toughie, Tony.
What do you think?
What was that? Sorry?
You think we're going to take care of the Patriots come Sunday? They come into the Dome. We got back-to-back home games. And the Patriots feel a little tougher challenge, to say the least, than the Giants. The Patriots are going to be tough.
Game. I reckon I think we'll just get over them.
So we'll just get over them? As long as we win. Hey, we'll be like a 3.5-point underdog.
It doesn't matter if it's by a point. As long as we win.
As long as we win by 1 point. Now, you know, we might be sitting in the end of our chairs or whatever, however you watch the game, or you pacing. It wasn't no pacing going against the Giants. Boy, the Giants, I can tell you right now, that in NFL, you know, more than anything, that's how I was like, man, can we please score in the red zone? I mean, we'd have won by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
Score a touchdown in the red zone.
That game wouldn't even have been as close, Tony, if we'd have just took care of business in the red zone. But that's one thing with Rattler that happened in OTAs and training camp. He's been able to move the team, even against our defense and all. But overall, if you would chart all his OTAs, mini camp, training camp, red zone percentages, no, it ain't Drew Brees. I can tell you that. But he'll move the team. He'll get a few first downs, then we bog down. And then what's bad right now, we bog it down. Can we count on Mr. Automatic, Blake Groovy? Hell no. Come on, Groovy.
It's on thin ice.
No, he got 2 strikes. He got 2.5 strikes. He's check swinging. They almost called a strike. No, he got to be, because God forbid that, you know, he has a game-winning kick, and you lose by 1 or 2 points. Come on, Groovy, make the damn kick. We win the game. So it didn't matter what happened yesterday because the game was out of hand. But, no, I think it's
going to matter.
No, it will. Definitely will matter. And you look at Groovy. He's now missed, 5 kicks?
Yep.
All of last year, he missed 4. He got to go to a damn sports psychologist or something. He got to go to therapy. You know, you're not your wife or your girlfriend all trying to get you to go to therapy. Hey, bro, yeah, you got to go. Come on. You have to go get some therapy and all that. I think it's a racket. Therapy's good if you like it. But it's like, you know,
All right, Tony. Hey, buddy, thanks so much for the call, and we always keep in touch with. He always sends me some messenger stuff, so we talk.
Hey, let me tell you, Robbie Lee. I don't know if Tony's retired. Tony's still on, but Tony was managing a Pizza Hut in Australia. But a Pizza Hut in Australia is like a bar room. Now think about that. Can you imagine? Like, the Pizza Hut in the United States is not a bar room. So, no, in Australia, the damn Pizza Hut's a bar room. I said, oh, Tony, well, that's a...
Put it to you this way. The business was picking up in that bar room, boys. Yeah, I don't know how much pizza they sell.
That was pretty cool.
Let's go back to our text line or talk line, and let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman in order with Bobby and Mike.
Mike, that was a hell of a phone call right there. I enjoyed that one, man.
That was a goodie, right?
But look... That's funny stuff. Hey, one thing I want to ask Bobby is a question and then get to my point. There's a couple things I want to talk about. One would be that flag late in the game. But anyways, first let's talk about special teams. Bobby, how many yards did our special teams give up on kick returns yesterday?
Okay, let me see. On kick return, no. We gave up a 46-yard kick return. That ain't good. No. We're not in the top five anymore. We're not top three. We gave up a 46-yard kick return. I don't even know who this cat is. Banks. Whoever Banks is, Mike D. Banks. That ain't good.
Bobby and Mike, if they don't correct that and correct it quick, let's put it this way. If they give up that kind of kick returns next week against the Patriots, we're in trouble. And if Groupie can't go out there and kick a field goal for us missing two in a game, and he's missing one almost every game, I don't know. It's going to come back and bite us in the you-know-what sooner than later.
Yeah, but without a doubt. And then, you know how we had great field position against Buffalo?
That wasn't the case yesterday.
I got a question I'm asking, Coach. How do we decide whether we are running back a kickoff or not? Or just because all of a sudden, when you're running back a kickoff, we can't be starting on the damn 12-yard line, stuff like that.
Bayless Jones on that first one. Bayless Jones. That wasn't good.
No, 9-yard return. Kendrick Miller, 18-yard return. We got a fair catch then or something. Yeah.
We're making a lot of bad boo-boos on special teams. But I also want to talk about that flag, if y'all don't mind. And I want to get y'all's opinion. I talked to Charlie off the air, and he agreed with me. And I bet you most of the people, any football fan that watched that game, whether you're a Saints fan or not, if you think that was a penalty and a personal foul, there's something damn wrong with you.
Oh, yeah, if you thought that was a penalty, then you need to play flag football or two-hand touch.
How much cleaner can you hit a quarterback? Can you hit him and not?
You know what? The Who Dat Nation, we need, I don't know, social media, you can get in contact. The cat you need to tell the NFL office that lead referee was Alan Eck, E-C-K.
Right.
We need to bombard that son of a gun. How can he still have a job and he's not suspended?
Aren't
tackle
they held
football?
Accountable for these bull crap
well,
calls?
That's why I'm saying you need to call the NFL in New York. Send a bunch of emails, whatever, and say, what are y'all going to do about that Alan Egg cat? I mean, and I'll hold him accountable. Because, listen, you got to get those calls right. What if the game's on the line? They call it. Listen, that could have been against Spencer Rattler. That's not a penalty. You got to at least be able to tackle the quarterback. I mean, you can't hit him too high. You can't hit him too low.
He hit him in the shoulder pad.
And then even hit him, and he kind of didn't want to land on him. God forbid, don't land on him. You might hurt him. No, it's ridiculous. Okay. I mean, it's tackle football. Come on.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something. Carl Johnson, who was at one time the he was the head.
He was in New York.
Head of officiating.
In New York.
But he didn't like being in the office. He wanted to be on the field. Now he's a chief referee, first full-time NFL referee. He's from Thibodeau. And he told me what I stress to these guys all the time, call what you see, not what you think you see. And sometimes I think it's what you think you might have saw, not what you actually saw out on the field.
And I'm telling you, old school, what Carl Granderson really wanted to do, and he didn't, he was composed. When you come in scot-free like that, drill the quarterback. He wouldn't really want to, hit him hard and power drive him in the ground. He didn't do none of that. That's what they used to do.
You got the bruises to prove.
He didn't do any of that. That's why, as nice as Kellen Moore is, even he's befuddled. Kellen Moore's like,
this is what we teach.
How are we going to coach him? How are we going to coach him to rush the passer? No, that's a freaking joke. That needs to be addressed by all teams and all cities and get the NFL. Okay, how are we going to coach the defensive linemen or defensive players to rush the passer if that's a damn penalty? Come on. Again, that dude is Alan Eck, E-C-K. We need to get – everybody needs to go. Whoever he is, I'm not saying her
Don't harass him.
Now you're getting troublesome. You could say, like, he needs to be held accountable. Come on.
Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it, Long Showman. We'll be back
Alan
with more
Eck, E-C-K.
Second guess right after this break here on the Big 870.
I don't know too many Ecks. Y'all know any Ecks? I don't know.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. How'd you like to win tickets to the next Saints game when the Black and Gold take on the New England Patriots and Drake May in the Caesars Superdome October 12th? You can score two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet, and if served up by celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win tickets to the Saints-Patriots game, all here from Saints Radio, WWL.
Mike, wait when I tell you this. I don't know if we really appreciate. Okay, we look at the Houdat Nations here. Do y'all really appreciate how good Rashid Shaheed is? Okay, y'all probably appreciate Tyreek Hill more, right? Probably the Tyreek Hill of the Chiefs. And the Dolphins, he's kind of...
Because he got a lot more skins on the wall than
Shaheed. No, got more,
Shaheed.
But not much more skins. Wait when I tell you this, you're going to be shocked. But Rashid Shaheed's a good dude. Tyreek Hill's crazy. You could be who was the one with the Steelers? That took off his shoulder pad.
Antonio Brown.
He's the craziest of the crazy, okay? And then Tyreek Hill's flamboyant and all that. I guess that's how you want to describe it. But Rashid Shaheed's a good dude. Let me tell you, if you look at Shaheed yesterday, his 16th scrimmage play of 40 or more yards. You know, you talk about a chunk play, a splash play. 16th play of 40 or more yards since his 2022 NFL debut. It's not that long ago. When you think about that, what is that, 3.5 years, around there? And this is the first now of 2025 season. I'm going to ask Coach Kellen Moore and also I'd ask Spencer, man, y'all got to give that cat design more plays and give him more chances to hit those chunk plays. Now, only the Miami Dolphins speedster, Tyreek Hill. If you look, Shaheed has 16. Tyreek Hill's now out for the season. You remember he messed up his knee really bad. Tyreek Hill has 18. That's the only one more than him. Okay, now listen to this. The little lanyard here. Most 40-plus yard touchdowns since 2022. Okay, you know who's tied for first? Tyreek Hill and Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, I think we heard of Ja'Marr Chase, right? Okay, they have 12. You know how many Rashid Shaheed has? 11. So, okay, everybody, national perspective, doesn't everybody say stroke Tyreek Hill or Ja'Marr Chase? Man, Rashid Shaheed's not getting enough love. I'm telling you, he's right there with chunk plays. If you look at 40-plus yard plays or 40-plus yard touchdowns, Rashid Shaheed's right there. He's one back of Tyreek Hill and Ja'Marr Chase. And in the big plays, he's two back of the 40-plus or more yards. So, when you saw what they said, he running 23 miles an hour. That's why,
he was high school open, too. Nobody was going to catch him.
And you might say, well, what do you know about throwing a deep ball? That's one reason why I got the nickname Cajun Cannon. Throwing bombs to Anthony Carter. You know who else I threw to? A world-class sprinter. Y'all ever heard of Mark Super Duper? Mark Duper with Dan Marino and the Marx Brothers? Mark Duper, Northwestern State University, won the 400-meter relay at LSU in 1981. Joe Delaney was the third leg, and Duper was the anchor.
Yeah.
Was the anchor. He was like a world. They weren't just United States sprinter. He was a world-class sprinter. So, you know, and then I would throw him a bomb. They go, oh, they must really practice that. We didn't practice nothing. I just see him running. I just put it up, Aaron, and just freaking throw it. And I know the DB ain't going to just make him go get the ball. So that's why I'd have been so mad if Spencer Rattler, as open as Rashid Shaheed was, if he would have we would have underthrown him. You got to make him go get the ball when people are that fast.
And that open, too. Man, he was, as you would put it, high school open. No, there was nobody around. And then you ain't catching him out in the open field.
So every game against the Patriots, every game going forward, for sure one, if not two times, we have to do those chunk plays. Now, if they have a safety over the top, now that's different. But if you're going to be like
you know how they caught him yesterday? He was being guarded by a safety in Newbin. And Spencer, he processed it real quick.
Well, the chunk play sometimes a change of possession, and then you go for the chunk play. Now that's up to because Kellen Moore is calling the plays. That's up to Kellen Moore to dial up the right play at the right time. But there's going to come a case in point in the game, sometime in the game for sure, once if not twice. You tell Spencer Rattler, if you see this coverage, you give Rashid Shaheed a chance to go get the ball and throw it out there. Make him go get it. And then you look like, oh, man, look at the timing. They're doing awesome. No, just throw it out there. Make him go get it. He's so freaking fast. Come on. It's not rocket science.
We'll be back to finish it up here on our number one of Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in our number one of the Second Guest Show. Mike to tell you, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to tell everybody a little bit after 6:30, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network right here on the Big 870 WWL. It's our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. He'll have on with the Saints head football coach Kellen Moore. His guest tonight will be defensive coordinator Brandon Staley.
Well, we have two head coaches on. Think about it, Mike. All that experience.
Got a lot of it. And then Monday Night Football, Chiefs Jaguars, right here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back with more Second Guests right after this news break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.